From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. More violence in Iraq today. Another suicide bombing, this time in the town of Fallujah, west of Baghdad. The bomber detonated the explosives in a car between a police station and a boys' school. 6 people were killed. In the southern city of Basra, another bombing left 4 wounded. And officials in Baghdad revealed today that a deputy mayor was assassinated by unidentified gunmen last Sunday. The Iraqi capital is still struggling to recover from yesterday's string of suicide bombings, the worst violence in the city since the end of the war. The cleanup has just begun at the headquarters of the International Committee of the Red Cross. And Iraqi police are back at work after 3 of their stations were bombed. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
The devastation of yesterday's attacks rippled across the capital. Everyone knows someone who was caught up in the carnage that killed 34 people and terrorized many more. At the El Masbah police station, Iraqi officers stand behind barbed wire and barricades. Like many Iraqi policemen, Captain Haytham Ramadan started his day talking to other officers about heightened security and mourning the loss of 8 of his colleagues.
Yes, I have one of my friends. Today I was in his funeral, and he's one of my best friends. I'm sad about that.
All 23 police officers came to work at the station this morning, even though they know they are targets. The attacks, says Captain Ramadan, has hardened his resolve to stop the violence that now falls more heavily on Iraqis than Americans.
This makes us insist to like our job and to serve our country. I think this encouraged some people to come and join police.
And that will be good news to Iraq's interim government. Many on the governing council are urging American civilian authorities to give Iraqis a bigger role in fighting the insurgents from the former regime and foreign fighters who are slipping over the borders from Syria, Iran, and Saudi Arabia.
This is the job for the Iraqi security. This is really the job for the locals, and this has been our argument.
Nabil Moussaoui is a deputy on Iraq's governing council.
The operation that they carried out against the Al-Rashid Hotel 2 days ago and the suicide bombs yesterday is a living proof that unless we do something really effective, current measures are not effective at all. The terrorists at the moment have the initiative. We don't.
And a report presented to the Security Committee of Iraq's Governing Council outlines the challenges from neighboring countries, says Moussaoui.
Even the Saudi police on the border with Iraq, how they turn blind eye to people crossing over by the hundreds. I mean, really by the hundreds. Well-funded. And not only that, they actually have a point of contact here.
The report, he says, prepared from American intelligence, gives the first detailed picture of a sophisticated underground organization in Iraq.
There is a structure now that exists inside Iraq where they report to it, and that structure, that leadership structure, assigns people to different operations, whether it's intelligence gathering, whether it's to follow up officials of the government or coalition forces, and others to implement the operations.
Members of the Iraqi Council argue that only Iraqis can understand the nuance of language and culture to root out insurgents whose daily attacks have cost so many lives. Moussaoui says it's a discussion that the Iraqi Governing Council will have tomorrow with Paul Bremer, the top official of the American-led civilian authority.
The delay is causing the death of not only Iraqis, but American soldiers also. At the moment, we're dying together, so let's be partners encountering this terrorism, this problem.
One coalition official said today there is a new urgency to create an Iraqi intelligence unit, an acknowledgement that the last 48 hours of violence is a new phase in the fighting that requires new measures. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.